scripture reading today come out the book of John, chapter 17, verse 6 to 19. And it read like this: I have made your name known to those who you give me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me. They had kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you give to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and they know in the truth that I have came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you give me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protect them in your name that you had given me. I guard them, and not one of them was lost except the one detained to be lost, so that the scripture may be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world have hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I'm asked to you protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth, and you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I am sanctified myself, so they also may be sanctified in the truth. That is the reading of the word. And Pastor Robert is now to give us a sermon here.
Do you know how many sermons could be preached out of this section? I looked at this and I said, Lord, what is it that you want for this week? And it was like these words just were highlighted. They raised up off the page. And it was the words in verse 17. So, Dean, are you willing to put verse 17 up there? These are where these three words that just seemed like they were... I swear it was as if they were emblazoned all of a sudden as I looked at it. And verse 17 says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. It's on the cover of the bulletin as well. I want us to think about the words sanctity or sanctify. I want us to think about the word word. And I want us to think about the word truth this morning. So that's what we're going to zero in on. And first I want us to get a picture of what it means to sanctify something. This was something that was really played out within the temple, and people understood there were certain vessels that were used for only one purpose. Everything that was in the temple had been prayed over and asked for God to make it something that was holy. They were considered holy vessels. The bronze altar, the table of showbread, the place where they sprinkled the bowls that they took the blood in to sprinkle it on the altar. Every utensil, every candlestick, every incense was all taken and made holy. So, that meant that Johnny couldn't go into the temple and touch any of those things. Only the priests were allowed to do that. Because the people were not considered holy. They still were dealing with sin. And the priest was to be holy and sanctify, and he would sacrifices for his sin. And then, after he was cleansed, he would fulfill all of these things. So they understood that there was a whole purpose. So I want us to think about how we are to sanctify ourselves. How many of you have heard about the holiness churches? What do you know about the holiness churches? Okay, there are certain things that they have said are very important for people. One of the things is the dress of a woman. The way she is clothed, the way that she takes care of her hair. That's one of the things. You won't see their knees. You will never see their knees. Or elbows, okay? So, but what was the whole thing that was driving this? It was the scripture that said a woman is not to be like a man. It was the scripture that said that in 1 Corinthians that if a woman cuts her hair and when she prays, she's supposed to have a head covering. There's all of these scriptures that they have taken and tried to make an application. Now, this is where we see things differently, is in the application. But what I want you to see is their heart. The people of the holiness congregations are not trying to be bound by laws, but to be pleasing to God. Now, sometimes this is the struggle. Sometimes we find that these things become a bondage. And this is where we have to really seek God and say, God, you have to help me. If I want to honor you, I want to do all the things that are honoring to you. And so in that church, that is one of the things they believe that is truly and strongly honoring to God. And so they try to obey those things. They also, in some of the churches, you know, that they don't wear jewelry. Why? Because it says it's not by your adornment, but by your life. And as I look at that scripture, my application that I understand God to say is that we aren't supposed to make those things the things that matter the most in our lives. I don't see it so much as a don't ever wear an earring, don't ever wear a ring, as some people have applied that. I see it as don't make that what is the most important. Make how you live your life the most important. And this was the thing. They were so zeroed in on things of the world. What is this scripture saying this morning? It says that we need to understand the word and be sanctified. So we have to let God's word dwell in us richly. We have to continue to grow in the word and learn to how to apply it. And I think every one of us could raise our hands and say, at such and such a point, I understood this. In the last 2 years, Marjorie has said, grace has just all of a sudden blossomed. It's like I never understood it before. It's exciting. And she would come in and just be bubbling about grace. Hallelujah. It was growing and taking root. That's what God wants to have happen. He wants all of a sudden, and someone else will get another thing. And then they'll come and say, you know what God showed me? This is so exciting. And sometimes we sit there and say, okay, help me to understand where they're coming from. But this is the exciting thing. The Holy Spirit is working. He's at work in their lives. Sanctify means that we are going to become more and more holy. It also means we are not going to take those things, and we're talking about us. Not just our physical body, but all of us. Mind, spirit, body, soul, all of us. Is to not be exposed to the worldly sinful things. Now, again, I go back to, let's look at the Amish. Why have they chosen to make the rules they have? Because they were trying not to let the world become foremost in their lives. Again, application. We have to let the Holy Spirit guide us. They have chosen to do that. They believe this is important, and so they work towards that. For me, I don't think that that's what the scripture was saying. Yes, we are not to be of the world. And that is important that we understand. 1 John chapter 2 talks about three things that are of the world. And he says, God is not of that. He says that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the world, and the pride of life. These things are of the world, and this is not God. He gives three things that we have to be on guard against. Three things that we have to be on guard against. Do you know, through my life, many times I have caught myself becoming more of the world instead of just being in the world, and had to catch myself and say, no, this is not right. These are things like the pride of life, the things that we have. Sometimes we want everyone else to see because we're proud that we have this thing. That's the wrong way. We should be thankful that God has allowed us to have something that we can use for His glory. But if I only got it for my glory, we're in trouble. And we are not walking a holy life. We are not being sanctified. We're living, being of the world instead of just being in the world. And that is so important that we understand that. Now, I do want us to take a moment and look at the concept in 1 John, or in John chapter 1, verse 1. If you'll go to there in your Bibles for a moment, because I found this so interesting. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. I may get to John yet. There's John. In the beginning was the Word. I went back to the Greek, and I found out that this really should be more like, before the beginning was the Word. Before the beginning was the Word. Every time that "in" is translated right here, it should have the concept of before, instead of just in the beginning. Because that seems to say that, okay, there was the beginning, and Jesus was there, the Word was there. But in the Greek, it should say, before the beginning, the Word was there. Isn't that an exciting thing? The Word. Who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. He is the Word that was there at the creation. He is the Word. It says, without Him, nothing that was made would have been made. He was the Word that was right there, taking the instructions of the Father and placing it into the world. Hallelujah. The Word was before the beginning. He was there. Just as God. You see, that's the concept of the infinity. In infinity, you have the concept that it keeps going on and on, but you also have the concept that it never has a spot that it started. It just keeps, it was always going. And that's one of the things that's really amazing. This is God. How can I grasp that? His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. I have so much trouble grasping some of these things. But hallelujah, my God is not confined to what I can get. Hallelujah that He is just so much more, and I will continue learning and growing in Him. Hallelujah that we let the Word dwell richly. Now, the word that we find here is the word logos. It means the understanding of something that is spoken. We get it. You know, this is the thing. Paul talked about mysteries many times. We went over this Thursday night in our Bible study. The mysteries that God had that were revealed through the Son. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus was here for. To help mankind understand salvation. Understand the one and perfect gift. Now, just as a side note, I want you to know this section that we're looking at in John 17 is many times called Jesus' high priestly prayer. Why? Because he was praying for his disciples. And hallelujah for that. Now, I want you to notice if you have the headings in your Bible, right after this scripture, it says he starts praying for future disciples. That's us. Jesus didn't forget about us. He knew that there would be people that because of these disciples that he had shared the truth with, the word with, that would come to know him through that. Hallelujah that God continues that work. His word just continues to grow and teach us. This morning, I hope that these words will start emblazoning in your life. That I want to be holy. I want to be sanctified. Things that I am placing too much emphasis on need to be sacrificed so that I can allow God to dwell richly in me. His word. And this is the other thing that I love. Now, it's not in this scripture because this is the word logos. But then there's the word rhema, which means when that word becomes alive. Alive. That's what we want. We want the logos to become alive in our hearts and in our minds. So this morning, let's think about what he's saying. He's saying, all of us, I pray that they will be sanctified. I pray that they will get the word and that it will become living and it will be the truth. His word is truth. Nothing is wrong with his word. Not a thing. Now, sometimes we struggle with some of his words. You know what the problem is? We haven't grasped it yet. Our vision is too small. Our mind is too small. Something, we don't have the foundation we need to get this concept. But when we get the foundation, all of a sudden that word, boom, it just blossoms. Don't you just love it when you see the little buds on the trees in the spring? When my peach tree, I was so excited to see the little buds swelling. And when they popped out, it was just like, hallelujah, we got peaches this year. And you know what? We have a few. We did get a late frost, but some of them, it didn't get all of them. So hallelujah. But that's what it's like. We're supposed to get excited when all of a sudden the word becomes rhema, living in us. Let's let his word dwell richly. Let's get the truth. And live in the truth and not be taken away. Amen? Amen. Amen.